Hi, I'm Standard Damage, and thank you for joining me for the Just Me podcast, a personal podcast where I share my thoughts on content creation as it pertains to mental health, relationships, personal struggles, and triumphs. If you like my content and would like to hear more of it, you can always catch me live at twitch.tv/standarddamage. And you can find me at Standard Damage on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Our podcast relies on support from listeners like yourself. If you would like to support the podcast directly, go to anchor.fm/standarddamage and click on the support button, or you can also support us directly through our Twitch page. Thank you again for joining me. Here's the podcast. Before we get knee deep into this week's podcast, there are a couple of things that I do want to say to all of you, and I want to start with an apology. I have not been able to get these up on a weekly basis like I originally intended. And for those of you that have been following along with the podcast and have been waiting for more content, those of you that have been reaching out to me over DMs and saying, when is the next one coming? Again, I want to apologize to all of you that I wasn't able to get these up on a weekly basis like I originally intended. Unfortunately, a lot of things have come up in my life, especially over these last 4 weeks, that have really changed my perspective and certainly changed my desires for what I want for everything I do in content creation going up the road. I also want you all to know that this is going to be the last episode of this season. I have decided that when it comes to the classes and the podcast, both, that I want to take things in a little bit of a different direction. In terms of the podcast that you are listening to right now, I want to go back to making this more personal, which is what the original intent was of these to begin with. I never felt like any of the podcasts I've done were anywhere near as good as the very first one I did when I switched the podcast over to Just Me. I actually went back and re-listened to every single podcast that I've done. And while certain things with my technique have definitely improved over the course of doing these, at the same time, I did stray from my original intent with these again, which was to be very personal with all of you, just share with you what is on my mind. And I thought maybe I was creating some kind of shortcut for myself by combining the classes with the podcast. And unfortunately, what I actually ended up doing was diluting my content a little bit, because what I need to say to you all in a classroom setting versus what I need to say from my heart during a podcast can sometimes be two very, very different things. So coming up next season with the podcast, please be aware that the podcast in season two is going to take a different tone. In terms of the classes that we've been doing in the Pixel by Pixel Studios Discord, again, keep an eye open for announcements. I am going to be changing drastically how I am handling those classes and what we're going to be doing, because I want to be able to reach more people on a much grander scale. And there are some other things that I am working on with Standard Damage right now that we are going to be expanding onto other platforms. So that's about as much as I'm going to say right now. I don't want to overpromise anything at this point. But again, please know that even though the classes and the podcast as we know them are going to be changing over, that they are not going to be going away. There are going to be new things coming up to take their place somewhere in 2021. And again, I will keep you all posted and let you know exactly when that is going to occur. Also, please be aware that you can always join me in stream. My messages are always open. You can always reach out to me that way, or you can jump into my Discord. I will include the link for that in the description for this podcast, and you can ask me any question that you want day or night within 24 hours. I will always be back to give you an answer. And now that I've said all this, let me explain to you where this is all coming from. Over the last 3 to 4 weeks, I have had a lot of changes thrown at me, as well as a lot of decisions that I have been making completely on my own about my content and what I want to do with it now and where we need to go next and where we need to push into next. And what this makes me realize once again is that what I want now is not what I wanted even 3 or 4 months ago. It amazes me how much desires change. And if you find yourself in this situation where what you thought you wanted is not actually what you wanted, congratulations. Welcome to the human condition. This is something that we do to ourselves constantly. When we first get going on a project, especially something as major as any kind of career, this doesn't just apply, by the way, to content creation. This applies to a lot of occupations, a lot of careers out there. You do something, you choose something, and then you start driving at it. And when you reach either the first level of success, or you might even find yourself in a level of some grand success, you suddenly realize that maybe that wasn't what you wanted to begin with. This is not an abnormal thing. This is not an unusual situation. Now, bringing it back to the realm of content creation, where we are working with creativity, where we are creating things from scratch that we want to build out and we want to share with the world, this happens more commonly than it does in certain other occupations, because certain other occupations get you into a routine. When it comes to content creation, routine kind of goes out the window. Now, please bear in mind that when I say routine goes out the window, I am not referring to consistency. Consistency is very important. Routine, however, doesn't quite exist, because when you're talking about content creation, and again, I don't care what platform you're talking about, it's creative. You're always working on coming up with something new. There's always something different that is coming down the line. So when those things are occurring, falling into some level of routine becomes very, very difficult. Double that down when you start working with partners, because your partners are going to need to make decisions that are better for them, but might not necessarily be better for you. So once again, a partner might make a decision that you are not crazy about, but you still have to keep a positive attitude and you still have to look forward and deal with whatever cards you have been dealt. So again, to say that you're going to have a career in content creation and not be prepared for some major shakeups, let me tell you right now, that is just not going to work. But again, no matter what these changes are that get tossed to you or whatever decisions you make on your own, and please keep in mind, by the way, family, that the decisions you make on your own truly rest on your shoulders and nobody else's. Remember to control your responses to things. Very, very important. But no matter what comes your way, whether it is external or it comes from an internal change of desire for what you want, know that this is very normal and this is par for the course. And you are going to make several changes along the way, all because what you thought you wanted is probably not what you're going to want in the long term. If life is learning, if content creation is a journey without a destination, then what you need to be prepared for is you need to be prepared for constant change. And part of that constant change is going to be a change of your own desires. As time goes on as a content creator, you are going to get smarter, honestly. You are going to learn how to better deal with people. You are going to learn how you truly need to treat your community with love and respect. You are going to learn how to be a better speaker. And you are going to learn how to stand on your own 2 feet and make decisions and measure those decisions and decide if what you did was a mistake or if you made the right call. You're going to learn how to read data. You're going to learn how to express yourself better. You're going to learn how to improve your content. And guess what, family? It's very natural that the more you learn, the more you are going to learn about yourself. And the more you learn about yourself, the more your desires are going to change. See how easy that is? See how this always happens? Because, my loves, honestly, something that you don't know yet is you don't fully understand your own potential. Nobody does. Nobody does. Nobody understands what they are capable of when they first get started. And the further along you get, and the more your content takes shape, the more you realize what you are actually bringing to the table. And by the way, family, this is also about understanding your own limitations as well as your own abilities. So you always need to keep that in mind. But once you know what you're bringing to the table, you can start to choose what you want to eat. And sometimes those are beautiful decisions that need to be made. And sometimes they are some of the most difficult things you are going to ever deal with. And yes, I can guarantee you that you're going to screw up at some point. At some point, you're going to make a bad call. Allow yourself to make that bad call and explore some more of your options. That is how you are going to grow. At the same time, don't let that make you fearful about making the decision. Because if you do, you're never going to allow yourself the opportunity to do the right thing, to do the beautiful thing, to discover something about yourself you never knew before. The Just Me podcast will continue after a word from our sponsor. Now, moving beyond the point that this is a natural thing, this is a normal thing, and that it really is okay to change your mind along the way and understand that your desires and your wants are also going to change along the way, there's something else that I need to address with all of you that is very, very, very important. And that is, when your desires change and you are fully squared away with what it is you want to do, the anxiety that comes along with making certain decisions, especially when those decisions can affect others, can be a very crippling thing. It can throw you into depression. It can create problems with the content you're trying to create. It can create a number of issues. And I have experienced this multiple times just in the last 2 years of content creation that I've been working on. The further into your career that you get, the bigger your community grows, the more people you work with, you have to keep in mind that the decisions you make are going to affect others. But that being said, it doesn't mean that just because the decision you're about to make might not be the greatest for somebody else, that doesn't mean you shouldn't practice self-care here. You need to take care of yourself first, because if you don't take care of yourself, you are definitely not going to be able to take care of anybody else. Now, normally we talk about this in terms of knowing when to take a break, knowing when to back away, knowing how to kindly make decisions. That's the way we are generally trained to operate in today's world. But what I'm talking about here goes much, much deeper than that. You are going to hit points in your career where you're going to have to make some very ugly decisions, and you're going to have to make somebody out there unhappy. And it almost feels like you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. On one hand, this whole group over here is going to be really, really happy if I make this decision. But on the other hand, group B is going to be pissed, and I don't know what I'm going to do about that. Well, guess what? You're going to have to make that decision anyway. These things are going to occur, but I'm going to give you a little inside tip on how I handle situations like this now. First of all, don't let it linger forever. Take the time to make sure that you are not making an emotional decision. That is very, very key. If you are sad, if you are angry about a situation that has arisen, no matter what is going on, do not let your emotions take over here. This is a situation where you need to let yourself get through whatever emotional cycle you have to over the decision and make sure that you have gotten yourself to a point where you are operating with a truly clear head. But once you have reached that point, make the decision. Don't put yourself through any other unnecessary anxiety over making the decision, because once you make the decision, I promise you, you are going to feel better. Furthermore, in the scenario that I just described, if you're going to end up making some people very unhappy with what you come up with, make sure that you address that situation with as much kindness and love as possible. But also make sure that you are very firm and very resolute in your decision and the reasons why. Again, you want to make sure that you take care of the people around you. You want to make sure that you don't burn bridges. Guys, I've been down this road so many times now. Treat it with love and kindness. But at the same time, make sure that you are treating yourself with love and kindness. Furthermore, your ultimate decisions should be best, not just for you, but for your community. You always have to keep your community in mind. We have talked about this in podcasts time and time again. Your community should be paramount to you. Their desires for you and themselves should always be taken into consideration. You absolutely have to do that. There is no skipping that. There is no skipping that step. So when you make the decision, stop and think, is this best for just me? Is this best for me and my community in the long term? Even if maybe they don't like the decision initially, keep that in mind as well. Change is rough for people. Change is hard for people. So when change happens, their initial reaction may not be good. I see that all the time too. But once they get a chance to get a little bit used to it, all of a sudden it becomes something that they are looking forward to. One of the most recent iterations, and I've only been doing it for a couple of weeks now, is the Black Light Ball. We do that Wednesday nights on my Twitch channel at 7 p.m. And instead of my usual energetic, bouncy self, we bring it back a notch. The way I like to phrase it is we go for a deeper groove. And I can tell right now, again, we've only been doing this for 2 weeks, but I can tell that some people are still trying to find their balance with it because they're used to kidding with me in a certain way. They're used to us handling the stream a certain way. And it's something brand new because we are very chill. We are very mellow. I almost call it like a bedtime stream because even though the energy is there and we've got the music grooving and we've got all the fun blacklight tracks and all that good stuff, it's kind of like walking into dreamland, where usually walking into my stream is kind of like a festival. But again, it was about trying something new and seeing how it would work with the community. And I've been watching very closely. The community is starting to get more and more into it. They're beginning to realize that this is a really nice way to do something a little bit differently. And the point I'm trying to make through this when it comes in terms to your community is you have to remember that your community doesn't always know what they want either until they actually get it, until you actually get them to try it, when you introduce them to something new. And again, it is really important that you don't go so far off the deep end that you shock your community. We've talked about that in podcasts before too. You don't want to shock your community. Your community needs to come along with you on the ride. But don't be afraid to introduce them to something new while you are still being you, while you are still truly being a community. So keeping in mind that you don't know what you want, keeping in mind that your community doesn't always know what they want, just helps put an exclamation point on the fact that everybody goes through this. No matter what position or what perspective they have when looking at a situation, they still don't know ultimately what they want. So I will say it one more time to make sure that we drive this home with everybody. You don't know what you are going to want a year up the road, 2 years up the road, 5 years up the road, because you have a very personal journey that you have to walk. For some that are incredibly fortunate, their desires will remain the same, and that will allow them to walk a very straight road in terms of their content creation. But for most of us, myself included, the road is going to be filled with forks, bends, twists, hills, sometimes mountains, and sometimes valleys. Be prepared for that. And be prepared for the fact that as you learn more and you learn more about yourself, that your desires, the things that you want to do, the ways that you want to reach people are very much going to change. And no matter what you do, make sure that you are doing the right things for yourself and especially for your community. They should always be paramount in any one of those decisions. Everyone, I love you very dearly. Please have an amazing Christmas and New Year's, and keep an eye on my social media and on my stream for more announcements as to how we are going to be handling these classes up the road. Much love to all of you. Hello, everybody. Standard Damage here again, and I just want to stop in and say thank you for listening to the Just Me podcast. Again, if you want to catch up with me outside of the podcast realm, you can always catch up with me live at twitch.tv/standarddamage, and you can also catch up with me on both Twitter and Instagram at Standard Damage. But wherever and whenever our paths cross again, know that a big, bald, goofy podcaster loves you from the bottom of his heart. Have a great night, everyone.